I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While World Peace Day is still a few days away, Pope Benedict declared that Christians are the world's most persecuted religious group. Jerry Dykstra, spokesman for Open Doors USA, an organization concerned about the persecuted church, agrees. He says more than 1,000 Christian families have fled Baghdad and Mosul following a church attack. Open Doors is now
helping children and parents cope with the violence. And we have a trauma team there that's working with them.
Help Open Doors with a year-end gift. Next, there's nothing like unwrapping $10 worth of socks for Christmas, right? Well, Buckner International says $10 means their ministry teams can distribute 10 pairs of socks to kids in need. That same $10 can do more. $10 provides school supplies. It can also help feed a family for a week and provide a month's worth of diapers. Buckner's teams work to improve the lives of at-risk kids and their families in the name of Christ. $10 is worth a world of hope. Our website has more information. And ever found yourself thinking that you're off the hook for outreach because you're not called to the mission field? Ron Hutchcraft Ministries' Rick Whitmer says,
that would be a little bit like saying, well, since I don't have the gift of mercy, I guess I don't have to be merciful.
Whether it's your work, neighborhood, or somewhere else, we're all called to spread the gospel. And at Christmas time, it's a perfect time to reach out.
I believe that hearts are open this time of year to be receptive in a way that is unlike any other time of the year.
Still nervous? Ron Hutchcraft Ministries has Christmas tracks, videos, MP3s, and more to help you share the gospel. Links to these are at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Find out about the plight of the Karen people of Burma through an incredible DVD documentary and prayer guide exclusively from Vision Beyond Borders. Get those resources at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.